Good morning. It's Monday, April 13th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a naval blockade targeting Iranian ports after failed peace talks over the weekend. The move comes after negotiations in Islamabad collapsed, with major disagreements over Iran's nuclear program, regional influence, and control of the Strait of Hormuz. Trump said U.S. forces are locked and loaded, while also working to clear mines from key shipping lanes. Critics, including U.S. lawmakers, warned the blockade could escalate tensions and put American vessels at risk. With global oil routes under threat and no diplomatic breakthrough in sight, the conflict appears to be entering a more unpredictable and dangerous phase. Another news. U.S. Congressman Eric Swalwell has withdrawn from California's governor race following mounting sexual misconduct allegations. Four women have accused him of behavior ranging from harassment to rape, claims he strongly denies. The controversy erupted just weeks before primary voting begins, prompting key Democratic allies to urge him to step aside. In a statement, Swalwell said he would fight the allegations, but acknowledged the campaign could not continue under such scrutiny. His exit reshapes a crowded and uncertain race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, leaving Democrats without a clear frontrunner at a critical moment in the election cycle. Around the world, Hungary's longtime leader Viktor Orban has been defeated in a landslide election by opposition figure Péter Magyar. Preliminary results show Magyar's Tisza party securing a commanding parliamentary majority, ending 16 years of Orban's rule. Celebrations erupted across Budapest as supporters hailed the result as a historic shift away from corruption and centralized power. Orban conceded defeat, calling the outcome clear and painful. Magyar has promised sweeping reforms, including restoring judicial independence and tackling entrenched patronage networks. With a strong mandate, Hungary now faces a pivotal transition that could reshape its relationship with the European Union and its domestic political landscape. Another news. Saudi Arabia has carried out the execution of seven individuals in a single day, all convicted of drug trafficking, according to state media. The group included five Saudi nationals and two Jordanians, with the executions taking place in the Riyadh region. This brings the total number of drug-related executions in the kingdom this year to 38. Rights organizations have long criticized Saudi Arabia's use of the death penalty, particularly for non-violent offenses. Officials maintain the punishments are necessary to combat drug smuggling. As scrutiny grows, the issue continues to highlight the tension between the country's legal practices and its efforts to modernize its global image. Another news. Oil prices have surged back above $100 a barrel after the U.S. announced plans to blockade Iranian ports. The spike follows the collapse of weekend talks between Washington and Tehran, raising fears of prolonged disruption to energy supplies. The Strait of Hormuz, a critical route for about 20% of the world's oil shipments, remains a central flashpoint. Analysts warn that continued uncertainty could push prices even higher, impacting economies worldwide, especially in Asia, which relies heavily on Middle Eastern oil. Financial markets have already reacted with declines as investors brace for prolonged instability and the possibility of a deepening global energy crisis. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.